Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and this is Thriving Thursday. Our topic for today is changing your life with self-talk. I know self-talk is a really big deal if you want to make positive changes in your life. And sometimes, you know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, I don't talk to myself, and people who talk to themselves are, you know, they're crazy. Well, here's the thing. You're talking to yourself whether you intend to or not. There's always something that you're saying out loud in reference to yourself, or something that you're saying in your mind and reinforcing that you are referencing yourself. And so today I want to give you some points for talking to yourself and talking yourself into success. So I'm going to give you four strategies for talking yourself into success, because I think with everything that's going on in society, we really need to pay attention to what we say to ourselves and how we respond to different things that take place throughout this country. There's nothing that can take you down or keep you down or stop you from winning if you if you talk to yourself and say the right things, and if you take the right actions. Well, taking the right actions a lot of times begins with talking to yourself and what you say to yourself. So it starts with that. And so today we're going to get those four strategies on some of the things that we can say to ourselves that can help us do life with power. Always keep in mind that self-talk can change your life one way or the other. It can bring you the best and cause you to take actions that will bring you the best, or you can speak against yourself by calling yourself names and putting yourself down. And while a lot of people think that's cute, it's not cute at all. So it's not about us correcting other people. It's about us listening to our own self-talk and being aware of what we say. And sometimes we can be a great example to those who really put themselves down. Now, the first point that I have to share with you is that when it comes to your self-talk, you want to decide that you are going to turn any negative self-talk into positive self-talk, that you're going to speak positive things into your life. You're going to speak power into your life. You're going to speak about the things you want as opposed to the things that you don't want. It's important. In order to do that, you have to become aware of any negative self-talk that takes place and stop it right there and kind of reverse it on the spot. I think it depends on what we're going through. I think a lot of people will say negative things without meaning to, and as a result of that, they don't realize that they're talking themselves into their own life of doom and gloom. So it is important to stay positive, to stay focused on where you're headed, to stay the course and stay strong. when it comes to what you say to yourself. So you want to make a conscious choice. Make that decision that you're going to turn negative self-talk into positive self-talk. Now, if you say something negative about yourself, don't beat yourself up about it, because now you're just making it worse. So what you want to do is, when you have those negative thoughts, you want to stop. And one of the easiest ways, I think, to turn negative self-talk into positive self-talk is to construct affirmative self-talk statements. So you want to write them in advance, and when you can write them in advance, and you will have them readily available, and you read them on a daily basis. So now it starts to become a part of you. You have to make a conscious decision or a conscious effort to really come out of negative self-talk. And you know, sometimes there are people who think they're super positive and upbeat, and they don't hear their negative self-talk and the things that they say to themselves. So make a conscious decision to turn that any negative self-talk into something more positive. Now, the second one is, you don't want to allow others to contaminate your self-talk with their negativity. Sometimes we have friends and they think it's cute to put themselves down and call themselves names, when in actuality, it's kind of a turnoff. Negative self-talk is actually, it can become a habit, and it's something that you can actually pick up from someone else. So that's why it's important not to allow others to contaminate your self-talk with negativity. Negative self-talk is often that habit of thinking that perhaps has been picked up from a family member or a friend or a coworker or someone that you spend time with on a consistent basis, and they're constantly saying negative things about themselves and putting themselves down, and as a result, you can easily pick that up. It's like catching a cold. It's a virus. So the next time someone says a negative self-talk about themselves, and you're around to hear it, and you are kind of engaged in a conversation with that person, don't agree mentally. You know, don't buy into what they're saying, because you don't want that to become a part of your life. So you really want to pay attention to what you're saying about your own self and what you're allowing someone else to put into your head. You can either ignore the comment and say nothing, or you can change the mood and try to help that person with your positive response to the comment that they're making. So in other words, you don't want to tell them, oh, don't say this, oh, you shouldn't say that. It's sometimes people get offended really easily, and then it becomes even more negative. But you change their mood, or you shift the energy by responding with positivity. And of course, one or two things will happen. That person will either not want to be around you anymore because they're tired of your Pollyanna-ish attitude, meaning you see everything coming up as coming up roses, but you stick to that attitude because that is going to help you frame your life. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have down days and that you don't, things don't upset you and you don't feel a little bit, let's say, human for the moment. And when I say that, that you just don't feel down on you just for a moment, but you've got to shake it off. And one of the things that will help you shake it off a lot faster is really reinforcing your positive self-talk. So when you do positive self-talk, you might encounter negative situations, but you're going to look for the best in that situation. And you might even feel, for example, people that are getting downsized, and of course, as of late, CSX, which is another major corporation, they are laying off 2,500 people, and I think 1,000 of those were in upper management. So that's a huge amount of people. So as you can see, more and more brick and mortar businesses, corporations are either closing their doors or they're merging with businesses that are causing people to lose their jobs. And so that's not exactly a feel-good moment for anybody. It's a kind of rejection. And so the thing is that it's not that you shouldn't feel that feeling, but it's about reinforcing who you are as a person, reinforcing your strength, reinforcing that positive side of you so that you can overcome the negativity that's affecting you or that has occurred a lot faster. And this applies to you, especially if you're in direct sales, any kind of network marketing, multi-level marketing type business, or you're running your own business. It's very difficult to stay in business and thrive in business if you're constantly putting yourself down. If you lack confidence in how you deal with people, and you lack confidence in what you say to yourself, or you lack in what you say to yourself, lack confidence in yourself, then it's hard for you to thrive. It's hard for you to see yourself as winning. And if you allow people in your life who say those kinds of things, and especially if they're directing it at you, it becomes even more difficult. You lose your confidence for the moment. But the object of the game is to shake it off and to really just kind of get back in the game as soon as possible. Okay, here's another one, and this is the third strategy that I have for you. You want to remember that when you're talking to yourself, whatever it is you're speaking, if you're calling yourself a loser, if you're calling yourself any kind of negative names, I'm so clumsy, I'm so stupid, you know, if you're calling yourself these kinds of things, then what's happening is you're talking yourself out of your greatness. You're talking yourself out of your power. And you are talking yourself out of being your best and getting the things that you want. So the third strategy that I would, that I have for you is that you want to direct yourself talk towards what you want instead of what you don't want. Sometimes we tell ourselves what we're not going to do anymore. I'm not going to be late anymore. Instead of saying that, it would probably be more beneficial to say, I always arrive early for appointments. I am always on time. I always arrive on time. These kinds of things, things that reinforce your success or you getting what you want. You know, it's interesting, and I can tell you a true story about this. I pride myself on being on time. However, I went through like this period, and sometimes I still go through it. It's like where I am late for appointments. And then I remember saying to myself, I am not going to be late. I'm going to be on time. I'm not going to be late. So I made an effort not to be late. And in the process of making the effort not to be late, guess what I was? I was late. Why? Because if you state something in a negative form, and what happens is you're going to get the negative side, or you're going to get that word that you keep reinforcing, like late, and anything that you say that you're not going to do anymore. I'm not going to eat perhaps cheesecake if you're a person who likes cheesecake. I'm not going to eat cheesecake. I'm not going to eat sweets anymore. And you find yourself craving sweets more than ever. So if you state something in the negative, then you unconsciously will receive what you don't want, or you're constantly unconsciously reinforcing what you don't want. And then, of course, in reality, you're going to receive something that you don't want. So you really want to say what it is you do want and promise yourself the condition you desire without describing the condition you want to change. In other words, for me to be on time, instead of me describing what I want to change, I have to remind myself to only focus on what it is I want. And that's easier said than done. But what makes it easier to do is, you know, when you can kind of surround yourself with the right people, when you can write out what it is you really want to change and stay focused only on that, tune out anybody who speaks against it, anyone who you feel like there's a tug of war going on, because when you're working at being your best, they are reminding you of what you didn't do, what you couldn't do, and what you haven't done. So you want to tune that out and just stay focused. Get that tunnel vision going and stay focused on what you really want. If you want to kind of put your life in order, then you don't say, my life is out of order, I'm going to put it in order. You look at your life and you specifically identify where order needs to take place. In other words, I have an organized office. I have a more organized office. I like the fact that my office is organized. Or I enjoy getting rid of clutter. So these kinds of things that you want to say, and granted, you say clutter, but I should have said declutter instead of clutter. So, you know, I enjoy decluttering. So you're constantly decluttering and you're throwing things away. But if you focus more on organization, then you're going to get more of what you want. But if you talk more about the fact that I'm so unorganized and I have this and I have that and all the things that are wrong, then you're not going to get the things that you want. So self-talk is really a big deal. And you can actually change your life with self-talk. Now, here's the fourth strategy that I have for you. In constructing your self-statements, when you write these things down and you put down what you're going to do, focus on making the short improvements or incremental improvements. You want to improve a little bit at a time, and you want to take your time with making whatever shifts or changes that you need to make in your life. And I would say start out with three statements, maybe even two, so that you're not overwhelmed and you're not constantly trying to fix yourself. Because when we constantly try to fix ourselves, what we're saying is that we're broken. And you're not broken unless you think you're broken. So you want to focus on what it means to fix your not fix, but what it means to be whole, I should say. So you don't want to focus on fixing yourself because you're not broken. And it's important to just write down the shortest statements that you can. I'm smart. I'm graduating. I'm getting my master's. I'm getting my doctorate. Whatever it is you're doing, it's important. I'm super organized. I arrive early for appointments. So you're keeping it very simple. And you speak it. Now, you don't need other people to validate that, because sometimes when you share that information with other people, then they really, you arrive on time. So you have to kind of work on that. And that's something that I've had to work on over the years. And it's something that you must work on every day. Your brain can, or your mind can, go in one direction or the other. And there are people, the people who you see that are upbeat and excited and positive all the time, they have to work at that, because we have another side to ourselves. But the part that you continue to feed is the part that's going to grow. Now, as we wrap up, I just want to remind you that your self-talk, it can relate to any area of your life that you want to improve. Keep in mind that your brain is like a computer, and your body will do what the brain tells it. So you want to remember that whatever you put into your brain, it's going to kind of process that and send very clear messages to your body, which will bring you a very clear outcome. For example, if I tell myself I'm sleepy, I'm so sleepy, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to be so sleepy. So you really want to, you know, pay attention to what you're putting into your brain. The statements that you make, the statements, the self-talk that you adopt into your life should always generate feelings of you being focused and being more confident, and of course being happy and just being at your best. And so there should never be any put-downs taking place in your life. Once you write your statements down, you can read them twice a day or as many times as you would like to. And here's the thing, if you slip up, because I think sometimes it becomes a challenge for us to stay on course when it comes to speaking that confidence and that happiness and that strength, it becomes a challenge. And So one of the things that we can do is when it happens, just immediately replace it with something positive. Don't just stay there and then beat yourself up even more. Just switch it on the positive side, just like a light. If you turn off the light, it goes dark. But the minute you hit that switch, now you've got light. So you've got something where you can see again. And that's how you want to handle your positive self talk, and it will bring you great results. And here's what I want to suggest as we wrap up. If you say, well, that positive thinking stuff and that stuff doesn't really work, well, it does work, first of all. And secondly, if you use it and you use it effectively, you're going to get some amazing results. And what I want to suggest to you as I say goodbye for today, I want to suggest that you do it for at least 30 days. See if you can do a month straight and with saying something positive. And as I said, even if you kind of backfire, or or I don't want to use the word backslide. There, I just did it. See what happens? So even if it's not working out because you make a mistake or something, like I said, just get back on track and go forward. So, see if you can do this for 30 days and watch the changes that occur in your life, how people start to respond to you, the new people, the opportunities, how your brain shifts, and you come up with something that will, you start to come up with ideas that will help you put your life back on track. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday. And I am taking a little trip out of town on Friday. And so we will most likely be back on Monday with a brand new show. Well, not most likely, we will be. Hey, you guys, have a great day. Enjoy this Thriving Thursday and do life with power. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you do life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it, or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get goal posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day. You know what to do. Do life with power.